Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Good morning. Bonjour. It's Kathy. Oh, just give me a minute. I have to have a good slurp of Blinky's coffee. The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. I sound a little hurried today because I am. Our kids are coming in tomorrow, actually tonight, and I have to make dinner reservations and so on and so forth. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And imagine, let your voice be heard in any country in the world. It's been an exciting week. My topics are eclectic, maybe controversial, but never boring. On Tuesday, the history of the labor movement. When and where did it all begin? You know that I am pro-union. On Wednesday, part two, the birth of our nation. And today, the turbulent years, 1906 through 1912. And write this down tomorrow at 7 a.m. Tune in and listen to and hear what Eric Dean has to say. He's the new president, International of Iron Workers, General President of Iron Workers International. You'll love the interaction and the conversation that he and I are going to have about the history of the labor movement. I'll tell you what I'm still reeling from. In 1890, the iron workers got paid a day for 10 hours work, a day, $2.10. Now, they were expected to climb narrow steel beams 6, sometimes 7 days a week in all kinds of weather conditions. The accident and mortality rates were higher than any other trade at the time, resulting in a high turnover of workers on any job. They got the name Cowboys of the Sky. Now, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Kathy, my email is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. If you want your voice to be heard, you have to email me what it is that you want to share with the world. And if it resonates, if I feel that you're going to bring value to the listeners and to your life and to the world, I'll put you on the air. I'm not accepting any call-ins. I want to know. I want to hear your voice. You see, you've been mandated to share your dream. What's your bucket list? What do you want to do? What shows? What topics would you like me to address? It shall be my pleasure. All you do is email Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then, if you want to write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on. Oh, McAfee is a great software, total protection. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get rid of that. There you go. Oh, write to me. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Let your voice be heard. I had an epiphany. I'm going to open the lines today. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And how do you feel about my new agenda that you're going to email me? There is so much out in this world that you need to share with the world. The calling number is 347-637-3789. Now, when you log on, simply ageless.net, click on all of Z buttons. And be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found today, 400 years later, in the great soul songs. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. It's an original. We'd love to perform for you. We would just love it. You know how to get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And today, because I feel so magnanimous, you could call in 347-637-3789 and let your voice be heard. What is it that you have to share with the world? Labor Day is coming up. Now, I told you that Eric Dean is going to be on tomorrow at 7 a.m. Okay, so you're on my site, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, simply ageless.net. Scroll down to the books. A, The Elixir of Youth, Choices, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. They're all nonfiction. Oh, Choices I wrote in 2012, and I invited other contributing authors to share the story, the abyss that they went through, the trials and the tribulations. But they had guts, so now they're enjoying the glory of the belief in themselves. Remember, your life responds to your outlook. How do you get the book? Authorhouse.com. The Elixir of Youth is self-published. You have to get in touch with me. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no serious operations, just my methods that are all natural. And then 101 ways to improve your life, 101 of us shared with you how we got to the top of the mountain, holding our dream in our hand. And you know, Confucius say, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life. This is what we love, our job. We have passion for it. We had compassion for other people. So get the books. They're great for gifts. Now, go to the Heart of the Lion. Ah, my trip to Africa. What a memorable trip. Traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, being in the camp of the Maasai, sitting at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro at Kikorok and Amboseli. What memories. So it's now in a book. And remember, Tom Puttrick, he and I wrote that together. Tom Puttrick is coming out with his book, The Second Coming. I shall keep you posted. That's fiction, historical fiction. You will not be able to put any of the books down. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio, and it's a call to action. Before I get on to the topic, the turbulent years, the history of the labor movement, 1906 to 1912, did you know, leading up to the turbulent years, that the Ferris Wheel, 1893, was erected by iron workers in Chicago. Chicken in the car and the car won't go. And the iron workers dismantled the wheel in 1894. Without them, nothing would be standing. They're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. They're just not all of these big brawny men that they have devotion to their family, to their fellow iron worker. They have each other's back. It's been my pleasure. I married an iron worker. And when he started in 1947, He was paid $2.15 an hour through the years. Let's see, how many years was that? Okay, check out jeden minut, ja ću vidit. That in Croatian was, wait a minute, I'll look, 1947, 68 years ago. Yeah, and the silver fox, I call him Hollywood. He has this massive head of gray hair. Had a couple of little health challenges, but he got over them. Because I'm a wonderful caregiver and a caretaker. And you listened to that show, didn't you, last week on caregiving? It was absolutely fascinating. My nephew, Ken Mesitich, who is the doctor at Loyola University, oncologist extraordinaire. So, what do you have to share with the world? I don't know your business, your purpose, your service, your product. That cat got your tongue? Do you want to call in and share with me what you would like the world to hear that turned you into a worthwhile, loving human being? I guess I could ask, are you a joy to live with? Okay. In our world today, and even in business, change is the only constant. You need to know when to shift your strategies. No guts, new glory. Are you ready to shift your strategies? It's a 10-week commitment. Call me, email me, and let me know what it is that you have, and let's see if we resonate. And then you get a whole half hour of your show. It's your show. I'll guide you. It's a marvelous marketing tool. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio could circle the world in 5 minutes? All you do is forward the link because the shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact and Ironworkers. They're manly men, titanics bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Log on. Wait, darlings, let me put this down. Log on impact-net.org, and you'll be able to see their new TV show. And I witnessed Kevin Hilton interviewing Eric Dean, who is the new general president of Ironworkers International. Great show. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Ironworkers, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Just got in. Had a kick-tush workout. I can't imagine starting my day without exercising. I can't. It's ingrained in me. I got my work ethics from my father and my good nutrition for Ma Pawn. I'm taking a slurp of coffee, just a minute. Ah, man, that's good. Rika Cuff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. How she does it, I'll never know. She does a brilliant job. I don't care what your age is. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Log on, hepark.org. Then call your own park district. The senior centers, the libraries. They're all there. You don't drive? They'll get you coming and going. Now, we don't know unless you tell us. Let your voice be heard. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Have a little issue with your taxes and your finances? Email. He'll help. And our new welcome to TUA USA, the world of TUA USA, and beyond? Don't tell me that looks don't matter. Of course they do. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Have you ever seen a good-looking, ugly, mean, negative person? Are they good-looking or not? They might be good-looking, but they can't. It's they're sabotaging themselves and their health. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. I want you to log on www.spaamazing.com and be introduced to the world of Tua and beyond. Tua Viso, I have the unit. It's a handheld unit that I exercise my face. Wherever there is a muscle, it has to be exercised. Stay tuned for more. Be sure and log on spaamazing.com. Now, do you want to extend your lifeline? Well, do you? Oh, the silence, the sound of silence is deafening. Then you have to change to a positive mindset. TNT, toxic negative thinking. Are you a joy to live with? Maybe you should join Ironworkers and because it's filled with exercise and get the exercise. You see, when I'm under stress, I love to get on the Stairmaster, and I just smoke that Stairmaster. I was a little slow today. I did 15 flights in about 5 minutes and 20 seconds. That's not my best time. And on February 14th, 2016, I'll be climbing 30 flights, which it'll take me longer to get there than to do the fight for air climb. I want you to flush TNT down the proverbial toilet and embrace pep, positive energy power. How do you begin? With one baby step. Get the book at Amazon.com. Author House, Barnes & Noble, Edith Nam. And you can log on to her website, enamm.com. September 4th. I can't believe we're just September 4th already. Huh. You're not happy in your job? No wonder you have ulcers. Ulcers don't come from what you're eating. It's from what's eating you. Stay on your 9-to-5 job. You know, no one cares. You need that paycheck, fine. But in your off hours, create. Be creative. Start your own home-based business. I did mine when I was 25 years old. High school graduate. Of course, I did tour the world with the states, I should say, in the world of classical ballet. And then I expanded my horizons in the world of fashion, and then being invited as the featured guest speaker on international cruise ships. Yeah, I've seen the world. Not Japan or China. For whatever reason, I'm not interested. But darlings, getting back to you, you don't need a college degree, you're smart enough. And more people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. You know, there is a way for you to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills with a solid foundation, a solid formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money, your own home-based business. You're the CEO. You have to have a plan. I could help you with that. And I want you to get your kids involved. Teach them the power of money. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. PSAs. Adult, elder abuse, domestic, emotional, and verbal abuse. It is not acceptable. Under any terms, it is not acceptable. You see, all of this left unchecked could be brutal, even deadly. It's a crime. You know what I want to do? This is me. When I hear of any human being, man, woman, boy, girl, and they are being unnecessarily cruel, beating up verbally, I want to turn them around, and I want them to experience the brutality that they're visiting upon other people. You know, you hear about these people that are so cruel to animals. I want them to experience what that puppy dog did, putting a hard chain around their neck and dragging them. Put a chain around the neck, and I'm telling you, it'll end. Oh, and don't give me this goody-two-shoe stuff. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Three young people killed an officer the other day. And he was set to retire a month ago. But his boss said, oh, you know, stay on a little bit longer. He died. I want the three of them, even if we simulate it, to feel what it's like to almost be shot to death. And by the way, I take responsibility for my own remarks. They're mine, remember? In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. On the national, it's 800-799-7233. Con and scam artists, their pros and sweet talk promising a solution to a problem companionship for lonely hearts. Hang up. The IRS will not go. One guy lost $500,000. It was a scam. Thank you, Art, for the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Oh, Bev Gosset. Contributing authors and choices. You won't put the book down. It's nonfiction. It's all true. You're going through a tumultuous point in your life. A chapter is going to help you. You're not alone. Get the book, authorhouse.com. In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Puttrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. Thank you all. You've been listening to Live with Kathy. You are listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic is the turbulent years. Unbelievable. I cannot believe 1906 or 1912, hey, honeys, they were paid $2.10 a day. I'm going to go online. If any of you have the information, call in 347-637-3789 and tell me what a loaf of bread was in 1890. President Ryan in McNamara ran into difficulties immediately after assuming office in October 1905, Ryan and the American Bridges S.P. Mitchell discussed the strike then in progress. Mitchell offered to employ only union iron workers on American Bridges' own erection work, but would not give the guarantee for work sublet by American Bridge. Ryan decided to strike all jobs considered to have been sublet by American Bridge. In his hometown of Chicago, he wanted work stopped on two jobs, and the majority of Local 1 members agreed. Frank Buchanan was one of the dissenters. The Silver Fox worked for Local 1 in Chicago, and he's retired from Iron Workers Local 395 in Indiana. The turbulent years. Did you know? Well, I'm going to fast forward. And then I'll go back to more of that. The first issue of the Bridgeman's Magazine was priced at $1 per year, paid in advance. The masthead proclaimed the official journal of the International Association of Bridge and Structural Ironworkers. Today, the magazine is known as the Ironworker. I have it right here. And I look forward to getting it. And I want you to know that their kids are boku talented. Boku talented. Huh. 1905. Employ only union workers. 1906, work being erected through the U.S. and Canada, safety continued to be high factor for men. Do you know that when the Silver Fox started ironworking, OSHA was not in place? He walked the beams, stories high, carrying a steel rod across his back on his shoulders. There wasn't a safety net. And if you fell, you were seriously injured, or you died. I don't know when OSHA came into being, but I do know that their concern today, their mission, their top mission and purpose is the safety of the cowboys in the sky. And you'll hear it tomorrow when I have Eric Dean on, and the topic is going to be exciting. You're going to be informed. It's educational. In Cleveland, local number 17, they refused to call off its members from jobs sublet by American Bridge. Now, they're not union. These guys were not union. McNair caused his own local to be temporarily suspended. Huh. Ryan also ran into trouble over the tube mill job being erected non-union by National Tube. And it goes on, it goes on, it goes on. I am pro-union. I cannot imagine working for any entity that didn't have a union behind them. How do you feel like that? How do you feel about that? When I think of the perilous job that the Silver Fox had, nothing could prevent the fall. Imagine 1890, $2.10 a day. Because of the danger of their work, many iron workers lost their lives. I'm looking at the cowboys of the sky. He's climbing. He's sitting on top of this beam. He has nothing to prevent him from falling. Yeah, it is dangerous work. And many iron workers lost their lives. Therefore, as early as 1880, Chicago iron workers formed the Bridge Builders Mutual Association. The association consisted of a loose federation of 20 men interested and giving each other a decent burial. They got together in the event of a death on the job and supporting one another in times of sickness and injury. As they began to see the need for defending working men's rights against the encroachment of sometimes ruthless contractors, this mutual aid federation was no longer adequate. Also, at this time, a demand was created for structural iron workers, and many of the old bridgemen answered the call since they would employ essentially the same skills on building as they would on bridges. So in 1890, remember, $2.10 a day, our association became known as the Bridge and Construction Men's Union. A state charter was procured, and we sailed out into the waters of trade unionism, determined to protect the rights of each member of the craft, do justice to the employees, and control the industry. I salute Jin Don. I salute all of you iron workers. Your commitment to family, your work ethics, you make me proud. tomorrow at 7 a.m. Au revoir.